It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Dave McGough. We'll have recommendations from this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. A series of free outdoor carillon concerts will take place this summer on the campus of Norwich University in Northfield. VPR's Neil Charnoff has this audio postcard from the campus featuring caroliner George Matthew.
The present definition of a carillon is 23 or more bells tuned so they may be played in harmony from a mechanical keyboard such as you see here. And these keys are just about twice the length and twice the center-to-center distance of piano keys. So you think of it as a giant piano. Our instrument here is 47 bells, so this is a fairly big instrument. The Chicago World's Fair of 1929, I believe it was, had a carillon. And when the fair closed, the carillon was given to Harvard. However, Harvard never installed it, and it stayed in a warehouse there for some decades. And there are two families, the Adams family and the Green family of Northfield, paid to put up the tower and buy the carillon from Harvard and bring it here. There are about 600 carillons in the world, 180 in the USA, about 200 in Holland. Of course, that's a much smaller country, so it's a much higher density than we have here. But we're number two on the carillon business. And Belgium is about 90. And then Germany, France, and Denmark have about 40 each, and the rest are scattered around the rest of the world. There's one in Cape Town, South Africa. There's one in Jerusalem, Israel. First carillon was 1510. And two of them were created at the same time and without any contact with each other, one in Lübeck, Germany, and the other in Oudenaarde, a town in Belgium. And both of these came into being a very interesting way. All the towns in the Low Countries in those days had clock chimes, and they did their best to have the most elaborate and beautiful melodies coming forth from these clock chimes, which were driven by a giant barrel like the disc of a music box, but much bigger. So I know there's one that's 9 feet in diameter. But it was very laborious to set all the pins in this for hundreds and hundreds of pins for an elaborate melody. Somebody realized if we attached a keyboard to it, we could have unlimited melodies. And thus the two carillons of Oudenaarde and Lübeck. Every carillon will have what we call a practice clavier, so that you can learn to play a piece without disturbing the whole city. And this is the practice clavier from the old World's Fair carillon. And I'll play just a few notes. And it's not the most beautiful sound in the world. I often tell people it reminds me of an attack trolley car. Okay, here is our beautiful instrument. You can see the keyboard here corresponding to a piano keyboard. White notes, black notes, and the range from the largest one, which is about the weight of the Liberty Bell, to the C, four octaves higher. It does not relate to the organ at all. To me, it's a gigantic percussion instrument, the largest of all percussion, or any instrument for that matter. And the texture of the music and everything is much more like a piano or a harpsichord.
So here we are on a weekday morning. Are there secretaries and neighbors listening right now who are going, oh, there goes George again?
It isn't that bad. They're pretty well used to it. As long as you don't play too long, about half an hour or so. But this is not a time when it's normally played. It's more typically the late afternoon. Actually, we've got quite a fan club here, as a matter of fact. And I've gotten some comments sometimes from graduates that the bells were one of the things they remembered with the most affection from their days at NU.
And who comes to the summer concerts? Is it folks from town, or who do you see in the audience?
I would say mostly folks from town, but I'm surprised sometimes at just how far people have come from Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Carillon groupies?
You might call them that. All right. I'll take that one.
VPR's Neil Charnoff filed that audio postcard featuring Caroloner George Matthew. A series of six free Carillon concerts will kick off this Saturday at 1. For more information, go to vpr.net.